Word Slut, a feminist guide to taking back the English language. Written by Amanda Montell and read by Laurence Bouvard. When I say the word bitch, what comes to mind? Let me guess, that girl you went to high school with, the one with the small nose, who wore Britney Spears perfume and never invited you to her house parties? No? Then perhaps the word bitch conjures images of an old boss, or a roommate, or some famous she-villain like Cruella de Vil, that unholy puppy-murdering schmuck. Maybe the word bitch instantly catapults Kellyanne Conway's face to your mind, like a jack-in-the-box straight from hell. Or maybe, if you're a literal sort, it makes you think of a female dog. No matter your species, there are just so many ways for a gal to be a bitch. But what if I told you that 800 years ago, the word bitch had nothing to do with women, or canines for that matter? What if I told you that before modern English existed, an early version of the word bitch was actually just another word for genitalia, anyone's genitalia, and that only after a long and colorful evolution did it come to describe a female beast, naturally leading to its current meaning, a bossy, evil, no-fun lady? What if I told you that this process of a totally neutral or even positive word devolving into some insult for women happens in the English language all the time? What if I told you that swimming under the surface of almost every word we say, there is a rich, glamorous, sometimes violent history, infinitely more dramatic than any Disney movie or CNN debate? What if I told you that without even realizing it, language is impacting all of our lives in an astonishing, filthy, and fascinating way? Cozy up, dear listener, because this is a book about the psychedelic universe that exists behind the English language. Words are something so many of us take for granted, which, of course, makes perfect sense. We start learning language straight out of the womb. Truly, at 6 weeks old, we're already experimenting with vowel sounds. And from then on, we come to wield it so naturally that we never really consider why it works the way it does. Growing up, I had no idea that there was a whole academic field dedicated to examining every infinitesimal detail of how language operates, from what your tongue is doing when you make an R sound, to why Americans love British accents so much. This, by the way, has to do with a fetish for the exotic, plus a set of mommy issues that colonial countries tend to have with their motherlands. Hypothetically, if Martians established colonies on Venus, you can almost guarantee the Venusians would find a Mars accent super sexy.